your hands in this morning. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We bless you today. We bless your wonderful name. We thank you for the assembly today. And let your word fill our hearts in a mighty way as ever before. It's great strength and peace to receive truth and to acknowledge the profoundness of your truth. You have sent Messiah to make us free of the law of sin and death. And in that we bless you for that mighty testimony and the witness of your mighty power and your great strength. We thank you. We bless you for Messiah, the Lamb. In all things we give you great honor and praises today. We wait for the mighty power and the outpouring of your Spirit in this house today. In your sure mighty name we bless you forevermore. And all the saints said hallelujah. We bless him. You may be. We bless him today and we thank him for all things. For what a mighty work that he has done in this hour, that he has revealed unto the house of Israel the profoundness of his truth. When a man walks in the power of that truth and he is free from every law of the flesh, he's not bound to anything at all. He's free. And the witness of the Son, because he witnessed of the authority and the power of the Father, for whom the Son, the Father, makes free, he is free indeed. And we're not bound to any customary laws or anything that detracts from the power of the Father. For Messiah never did that. Everything was to the honor of Almighty Yahweh. It was to his exaltation and the power of his kingdom and the might of his strength. That is why he said he will not leave us comfortless, but he would pray unto the Father. He identified who he would pray unto, the Father. And he declared unto us that he would send us another comforter. And that is the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh, the Kodosh Ruah. There is no other word that expresses the apartness of his Spirit like that word in the Hebrew tongue. Ghost is a demonic power and a spirit. And if you do the research, you will find the origin of the word. I said other night, as you always spoke to my heart, on Thursday morning, he said to me, son, I want you to see what the word truly means. And I went all the way to the root of it and the origins and the root of the word. And it is pagan in every sub word or category you find its meaning. And that is what the ghost is. It is a demonic power. It is a spiritual darkness. It is not your way. We have not questioned things by the Spirit because we have been dumb sheep led astray. And now he is calling us all to repentance and to obey him. I will show us in the details of this message today. And I will show you that the statements I make, they are based upon Scripture. It is not my ideology, but it is the will of the Father. And if we go any other direction, we are not going to know him. We're not going to walk in his righteous ways. We're going to walk in a delirious way that is going to lead us astray from the strength and the power of Almighty Yahweh. What we call power today is not power. What we call truth today is not truth. Constantly lead us back to the error of the flesh, to our emotions, our feelings, our own deceitful hearts speaking to us. We must see what Scripture speaks to us. And I want to begin as I did on the Shabbat. I want to continue in the vein of that message. Because it is vitally important in this hour that you know the Father. And I will say to this nation, and the nations of the world with this hypocrisy, that they literally think they know Yahweh in some kind of an emotion or feeling, that is not the truth. You don't know him. For Scripture tells us how we will know him, how certain we are that his love dwells in us, and how sure we are of the love of Yahweh. We will know those things, but it's based upon Scripture. And we must go back to the Torah and see what the Torah and David and the Psalms and the prophets declared. For if they declared it, then the witness or the message of Messiah is the truth. And that is the truth. You must have two witnesses. You need two witnesses to affirm anything. You need a witness. And the old and the new is the witness of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And Messiah came to witness to whom the Father was. We will see in Scripture. I want to begin reading in Jeremiah. I read this on last week, but I want to begin in chapter 31, verse 31. The reason that I lay out this foundation, because there is an attack from the powers of hell that shall come upon the face of the earth. There are essential things that you are going to need in your soul to overcome. It will not be your tears and your emotionalism. You're going to need something that is much more concrete than that. And Scripture tells us what we are going to need. For there shall be an onslaught from the powers of hell against the true identity of the Father. It is taking place today, saints. Scripture tells us, as in the last days of Israel, to assure them and to show them that they are walking in the dynamics of the Father. He said, I will do a new thing in the hearts of the people. And this is what the prophecy, the words of Jeremiah, as Yahweh uttered this into his soul, to speak unto the house of Israel. And Messiah came unto the lost house of Israel, for they were the house of Yahweh. And that's it. He says in verse 31, behold, I want you to see the day come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehudah. He said, I will make a new covenant. I will assure them that my words are everlasting and steadfast. I will speak a word of comfort unto them, that they will know who has spoken this unto them. For I will prove myself amongst them. That is why Messiah came, to prove the truth of the words of Yahweh to a house that was rebellious, that had rejected the true knowledge of Yahweh, that had gone about and established their own pagan worshiping. And they began to do that in every high place they could find. Jotan, he has not diminished that strategy in this hour. He takes the high seat of a man's mind, his emotions, his feelings, to draw him away from the things that Yahweh has put in the heart of the house of Israel. He said, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day. He said, I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, out of the deep bondage. We understand the importance of what Egypt is today. It is the power of flesh ruling, taking strength in the conscience, having laws in the inward parts of a man, that he obeys the will of his flesh. And everything he does, it is to bring satisfaction to his flesh. For the laws of Yahweh will never satisfy the flesh. We must be prepared for this hour and this day that we are walking in.
We are not prepared. That's why when the enemy comes in like a flood, there is no standard to lift up. You have no bulwark to lift up. You may lift up your tears, but that doesn't stop him. There is a profound truth that we must lift up. He said, I have brought them out of Egypt by taking hold to their hands. He said, which my covenant, they did break it. Although I was an husband unto them, saith Yahweh, although I loved them, and I showed them my love, they still broke my covenants. They disobeyed my laws. We will quote the scripture, and we have. For God so loved the world, and that resonates throughout the nations of the world today. For you always so love the world. Yet there is no love toward him because we break the laws and the covenant of Almighty Yahweh. You can't say you love him when you break his laws, when there is a willfulness to disobey Yahweh. I will show us in scripture. That is the strength of the powers of hell in this hour. Believe me, it is not in the name of Jesus. Because the pagans, they are sporting about today, one of the most hot items there is today. It is a t-shirt that they are selling, and the Hollywood starlets are wearing it. Jesus, homeboy. Now that's how much regard it is for that, because Shaitan knows that the very identity and the origin of the word is pagan. And that is the truth. And so these starlets today, these Jezebels, this Hollywood elite, they are selling these t-shirts by the millions. Jesus, homeboy. He is their homeboy. He said, I was their husband to care for them and to comfort them, and they broke my law. But this, listen to what he says in verse 33. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. He did not say, I will make it with the world. He said, I will make it with the house of Israel. The call out, the elect, and the faithful of Yahweh. He said, I will make this covenant only with the house of Israel after those days of trials, afflictions, testing of their integrity, saith Yahweh. He said, this is what I will do that they will know me. I will put my law in their inward parts and write them in their hearts. Whose heart or inward parts? He said, for the house of Israel. He did not say to the nations of the world, Israel is the people that Yahweh before the foundations of the world. He has called, he has elect, and chosen them in him to be the seed to produce the very truth of whom he is. We understand the seal of Messiah's testimony. Do you know what that seal is? I will show you in scripture what it is. He says, and I will be their father. And they shall be my people. And he says in verse 34, and they shall teach no more every one, man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, they will not have to ask and say, do you know the Father? Do you truly know who he is? He said, you won't even have to be taught that. You will know why. He says, do you know Yahweh? For they all shall know me. Now that's the strength of knowing Yahweh. Men say that I know Jesus. They don't know Yahweh. I know the Lord. They don't know Yahweh. He said, my covenant unto Israel, for there is a day. And this is a part of that last day battle that we are going to be entangled in. He says, the purpose of this, it will be revealed by the one by the name of Yohanan the Baptizer, or Yohanan to show you the profoundness of this and the revelation of Messiah to come. And he spoke to us concerning this very same thing in the book of Revelation. I will get to that. He said, they shall know me. From who? From the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahweh. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. He said, I will put a profound truth in their hearts, my law. And from the most unintelligible one to the most brilliant one, they all, he said, they shall know me. How is that, Yahweh? For I will write in their inward parts and in their minds, in their spirits, the laws that bring them before the throne and the altar of Almighty Yahweh. And what we call, quote, this church age, unquote, they have rejected the commandments and the laws of the Father. They have rejected his most honorable dimension, and that is his name. Man will say that is his Hebrew name. That is his name, my friend. It doesn't change because of generations. His name is an everlasting name. He did not speak to Miriam Gabriel in a Babylonian tongue or a Greek tongue. He spoke to her in the Hebrew tongue. And the name did not change one iota because 2,000 years ago, it has not changed his name. His name is Yahweh. And his name is everlasting. And his name is mighty. You understand that that is what this religious whore does today? She's always changing, or what she calls evolving, to satisfy flesh and to give appeasement to the flesh. But Yahweh is the same today. He is the same yesterday and forevermore. He does not change. His character doesn't change. His name exemplifies his character, his power, whom he is, and what he is. That's why you cannot associate any pagan idiom with him. He is one that is apart from all. He has an apartness. He is separated. He is separated. And no words can express him but the words that he gave unto the house of Israel that would express his dynamics, his power, and whom he is. And so he spoke in a language and a tongue that was pure. And he's going to take us all back to that pure language. And we're going to bless him. We're going to praise him. And we are going to exalt him. And so Israel, only Israel shall know me. Why? Because I have put my laws, or my law in their inward parts, and in the mind of the house of Israel, and they will have no need to be taught. They will have no need. That's why Yohanan said, you have the spirit of Yahweh. You need that no man teach you. For the same spirit, and Yahweh is not a ghost. When I began, and I'll share that with you. When I began to do the research just on that one word, ghost, I was literally thrown awash. And yet we take things without even understanding what we're saying. That is why in this generation we see the proliferation of names that are made up for children that have no spiritual anointing. They make names up and they impart the spirit of them into that name. Their rebelliousness, their sinfulness, their adulteriness, and their fornicating in wicked ways. So they impart into those names of their own control of this is mine. And so they make up names, and you have names that are literally made up with no definition or meaning. No understanding of where it came from or the origins of that name. You think of things with titles like televisions. Where do these things come from? You think that man just conjure up these What about the name of diseases that come upon the face of the earth every day, new diseases? You think that it is just simply a man discovering something and he just associate a name with it? It doesn't work that way. They all have names. These are spirits and they all have names. And man cannot understand the legitimacy of those things unless that spirit reveals it unto him. When he casts Yahweh out of his thoughts, when he becomes unthankful, unholy, then he is subjected to every kind of vile, evil thing there is. And so he gave way to every kind of corrupt spirit there is. That is why this generation and the nations of the earth walk the way they walk. When I began to search the word ghost, its originality started in Hinduism. In Hinduism, with 350 million gods, I say to you and this nation that this is a very lazy generation. It goes on feelings and emotion. It doesn't go on what Yahweh says, what Scripture says. It doesn't walk in that. And that is why it is a very weak and sickly generation. It is sickly. You find that amongst those that call themselves saints. They're sickly, they're weak, and they are dying. Spiritually and naturally, for they have forsaken the just and the righteous one of Israel. Scripture says in Revelation, chapter 12, verse 17, I want you to understand the word of Yahweh, what the Father speaks unto us today. It says in Revelation, chapter 12, verse 17, there is an onslaught, saints, and Scripture identifies who it shall be upon. It says in the 17th verse, and the dragon was wroth, or he was enraged with the woman, the called out, the elect, the separated of Yahweh. And Scripture says, and he went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Though that had came to the birth of this woman, there was a seed left. And the power of hell came to make war with her seed. What is the seed of this woman? What is the identity of the seed that came forth out of this woman? What are the administrations of the seed that came forth out of this woman? Well, Scripture identifies those that have come forth out of the birth of Almighty Yahweh. Now, religion tells you those that have come out of her birth. But he went to make seed with the remnant of the woman. Who are they? First of all, they are those that keep. Keep. That's why Yahweh said, I will do a new covenant with the house of Israel. He said, those that keep the commandments of Yahweh. Now, that is the first order of destruction. It is to destroy the laws of Yahweh. And Satan has done a beautiful job in the minds of this religious, perverted world to do that. And yet there is a remnant that have been birthed by the power of Yahweh. They have been begotten of the Father. That they are his seed, and there is a law of righteousness in them. And Satan knows that the only way that his power can be established dominantly upon the earth, that all laws must be eradicated. And you always say, there's a seed. There is a seed that he has literally written his commandments, his laws in their hearts. And the forces of hell know that. And so they will come with great onslaught against those, he is enraged with those that keep, first of all, the commandments. That do what the commandments of Yahweh says. And keep them wholeheartedly. No, he is not coming against those that pray. And those that cry and weep, he's coming against those that keep the commandments. When a man truly keeps the commandments, he will fall prostrate before Yahweh. And he will pray in the Spirit. He will pray in the Spirit of Yahweh. He said, those that keep the commandments of Yahweh. And that is why we have been bombarded today. That is why those that keep the commandments of Yahweh, we know that our flesh is carnal, we're sold unto death, but the laws of Yahweh, they are spiritual. That is why we need the Spirit of Yahweh in us to quicken those laws. Do we have the mind of Yahweh? Can we instruct Him? That is why we need the mind of Messiah. He showed us that Yahweh put that mind in the body of flesh, and we can think and walk according to His commands and His laws, and do all things to please Him. He has no respect of person. And He put that law in Messiah, body of flesh. You can make it out to be what you want to. It was a body of a man. And that is what He was. He said, they that keep the commandments of Yahweh, and this is the generation that Messiah said. He said, how be it in vain, they worship me, teaching the commandments of men and the laws of men rather than the commandments of Yahweh. That's in Johanna Mark, Mark 7 and 7. How be in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. And that's what they do today. They teach the commandment of men for doctrine. Man has established commandments, and they teach those commandments for doctrine. He said, it's a vain thing. It is a corrupt thing. It is a vile thing. Man has corrupted the ways of Yahweh. When they knew Yahweh, they did not honor Him as being the Father. So He gave them up to all kinds of corruption. For some reason, we don't think of that soul today. And it is, saints. They teach commandments of men, and their commandments are lies, and they're deceitfulness, and they sold the very separation of man from the Father. He put a righteous law in the hearts of Yisrael and in their inward parts that they may know Him. And you will not need any man to teach you. That's what we must be taught, because we are carnal. We are not spiritual. And the law of Yahweh is not spiritual today. That's why they denounce the authority of Yahweh, His plan, His order, and they go about to establish their own righteousness and their own ways, which deceive their own corrupt, vile, wicked hearts. And that's the truth. And that's the law of Yahweh. He said, the dragon. He calls him a dragon because the spirit of this power today is a beastly one. It destroys. It ravishes. It destroys your children, your husbands, your wives, your homes. It is a ravishing spirit. And so the spirit of this dragon, it is enraged against this seed. First of all, that keep the commandments of Yahweh. And what a profound statement here in Revelation 12:17. And have the testimony of Yahshua. What is that profound testimony? The Messiah. There was a profound testimony that He gave unto the house of Israel. And Scripture tells us the seal of that testimony. It shows us the seal and the profoundness of it. I want to read that. It says, in Johanna, John, chapter 3, verse 33. It says in Johanna 3, verse 33. Johanna the baptizer says in verse 30, He must increase, Messiah. And He said, I must decrease. For He is the righteous law of Yahweh manifested unto us. He said, I must decrease, and the seal of His testimony must increase. I'll give increase to the heart of man. He says in verse 33, He that hath received his, Messiah's, testimony. See, the testimony of Messiah sets this seal. Has set his seal that Yahweh is true. Now it says in the King James that God is true. Who is this one that is true? What is his name and the character of the one that is true? If the Son came in a name, if he came in the name of Jesus, then he must set the seal that the Father's name is also Jesus as well, and that the Father is true. He did not come in that name. He did not come in the name of Jesus. He came in Yahweh, the Father's name. I will say it emphatically that the name Jesus is pagan. The word ghost is pagan. It does not destroy the spirit of Yahweh. And that is the truth. It is the Kodosh Ruah. No other word in the tongue of man can express his spirit, because it is apart from every spirit. How can he be God? And Shaitan be the God of this earth too? It can't be. It can't be. He is so separated from every spirit and every vile thing that his identity is so much more superior that you cannot use the same words to express them to express him. You can't do it. And the subtlety of hell, as Shaitan has used the corrupt heart of man to inject certain things in Scripture. You must go to Scripture to get a witness of Scripture. And the fault of this generation, it is so shiftless. It is one that is asleep. It is a generation that is slothful. It folds its hands all the time. And that's why it is in deep poverty. There's no spiritual power, no spiritual light, and no spiritual anointing. You can say what you will and say that this what the world calls, quote, the church, unquote, has an anointing. You are deceived. You are deceived. Messiah said that the assembly of Yahweh will be built, and no gate of hell shall overtake it. It should not subdue it or overthrow it. And all hell is in the midst of what we call, quote, the church, unquote. It can't be. The testimony of Messiah is that he set the seal that Yahweh is true. You must understand that he came to the lost house of Israel. He came unto the Yordans. It's what Messiah came to. They knew the Father's name. And what he said to them, I set the seal today for you. As Johannes said, he will set a sure seal that the one that you have rejected, and you will not honor his name, that that name is true. And you will testify that no man can do these things unless Yahweh be with him. Oh, there were charlatans. There were magicians that did things, but it had no everlasting anointing or power. Just like with Moshe in the house of Pharaoh, they threw down their staffs and theirs became serpents. But the staff of Moshe ate up every last one of their staffs. And that is what the power of the word of Yahweh does. It will eat away at your traditions, your ways, your mentality. It will eat at those things whereby you will find no rest until we declare unto him whatever thy will is. You let it be done, Father. He says in the 34th verse of Yohanan 3 and 34. For he whom Yahweh hath sent, he was sent by Yahweh. He was not sent by God or the Lord's. He was sent by Yahweh. For that one that Yahweh has sent, he said he speaks the words of Yahweh or the law and the prophets. It's what he speaks. He speaks the word of Yahweh. For Yahweh give not the spirit unto him sparingly or without measure. For he gave him the fullness of his spirit. So the one that was sent by the Father, we believe that Messiah was sent by the Creator. He did not come to speak his words, but he spoke the words of the Father. He spoke those things that they should have known, for the law was written in their hearts and in their inward parts. Do you hear me today, my friends? He spoke things to them that they should have known, that they should have not had doubt about. The reason we have so much doubt, we don't know, because the laws of Yahweh were not truly written there. We have written our own bylaws. In vain do we worship him, teaching the commandments of men rather than the commandments of Yahweh. Well, I believe it's all right to do this. I think it's just fine if I go to my church on Sunday. It's a wicked, abominable thing. You defy what his law says. He put that in a man's heart to reverence him, to acknowledge him. That on that day and that period of time, everything else is set apart, that we may consecrate on him and give our minds and our thoughts totally over unto him. That's why he wants us to just rest from every type of servile labor and to just behold him. Our eyes and our hearts behold him. Think on him. Ponder him in our thoughts and our minds. That is what the Father wants. Those that have and keep the testimony or keep the laws of Yahweh, and those that have the testimony of Messiah. Now that is the witness or the spirit that is against that soul or the spirit of the man that keeps his commandments and keep this testimony of Messiah. We say we have the faith of Messiah. Scripture tells us what that is. And you will know whether we have the faith of Messiah. We say we love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Scripture will show us whether we do that. It says in Revelation chapter 14, the attack, my friends, is coming soon. It is upon the face of the earth. We've got to make sure that the laws of his righteous codes, the statutes of his judgments, his commandments are written in our hearts, saints. Yokohama says, I want to give you some kind of consolation, give you some kind of reassurance. He says in Revelation 14:12, here is the patience or the endurance, the ability to suffer without murmuring. Here is the patience of the saints. Those that have been sanctified, set apart from the identity of this world. They do not walk like the world, act, lie like the world, cheat, steal. Here is the patience of the saints. Now here is your patience. For you know that you know him. When a man has patience, he knows who he knows. Look at this. What a simple statement. Here is your patience. Here is your seal to know. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh. That's why you know you can endure this battle of hell. For you know you keep the commandments of Yahweh. That's your power to endure. It's not going to be your tears, I'm telling you, my friends. It's going to be just like what Scripture says. Here is our patience. He always said in this last days, in the new covenant, he will put his laws in the inward parts and in the minds of the house of Yisrael and Yehudah. And they will need no man to teach them, for they will know. When a man is in the midst of great distress and perplexities, he's going to have an assurance in his heart that he knows the one that is causing him to be tried of this magnitude. And there are times that words are not going to comfort you. It's going to have to come from the heart. From the breath that brings forth life and animation from you. That you trust in the one that has created and made you and has supplied your heart with the laws. That gives you the stability and the power to endure every power of hell. You will not be shaken. You will not be destroyed. That is your confidence and your comfort because you know that you have this commandment and the laws of Yahweh in your inward parts. I don't care what man says. I don't care about these religious teachings. All they do is cater to the flesh. All they do is satisfy the flesh. They never destroy the very element of the flesh and crucify it. That's your patience. That's your security. Is that you keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yeshua Messiah. What is that faith? What is the faith of Messiah? What is his faith? Well, it is the faith of Yahweh. It is the faith of Yahweh. In the midst of that climactic time in his life, in the garden, even Kephar John, the brothers, could not soothe his heart. For there was a law written in him. Until he said, sleep on. The Son of Man, he's ready to be delivered into the hand of these vile, wicked sinners. And that is the only power we're going to have, because Messiah did not come to destroy the law of the prophets, but to fulfill them. And that was his strength, the laws, and what the prophets had said. It is going to be yours too. And if you think not, you are deceived. It's not this little honeydew melon trash we have gotten over the years. And believe in this, because this has been the staple of our diet. It has not produced any kind of health. It has not added marrow to our bones. We have not been a healthy people. And this identity in America, it is a sad thing. What we call the Assembly of Yahweh is the house of ill repute, sin and corruption. Every man, everyone, does what is righteous in their own eyes, or what they perceive to be righteous. You know why they do that? You know why all the ways of a man are pure in his own sight? You understand why? I will answer it for you. Do you understand why you think all of your ways are right? And why you think that you are doing right? And it's not by the laws of Yahweh. Anything that is not done by the governing of Yahweh's law, it is a self-righteousness. And so all the ways of man, they're pure, they're right. He sees his right ways. You know why we are that way, can I tell you? Because he has not cleansed himself from his own filthiness. You have not cleansed yourself from your own filth. The scare of your own sins and transgressions. So that's why all of your ways are right. Messiah came to give us a testimony and the sure seal that the ways of Yahweh are right, and we shall know because they shall be written in our hearts, our minds, and our souls. This trash what man is saying is wrong. What are you saying, preacher? I will preach scripture. He said, this is your patience, saints. Don't deny this. This is our patience today. You would think this is the last book in what we call scripture. The last profound revelation given unto us. Yahweh did a profound thing here. And he wanted us to know, here's your patience. Because I haven't changed. And if you search scriptures, and if you look at scripture, that was the comfort of Israel. Their blessings came because they kept the commandments. They did the laws of Yahweh. And so what man is taught today, this nowhere in scripture where they say Messiah says that you're going to get all of this. Yahweh wants you to have all of this. You're going to have all of your fleshly abundance of your wicked heart satisfied. Yahweh could never do that. Hell and the grave are never full. And neither is the heart of man ever satisfied. So Yahweh never came to satisfy the flesh or the corrupt heart of man. He came to impart in that heart a law that would govern man, that he would have patience and wait upon the promise that Yahweh promised that he would grant unto him, because he obeyed him faithfully. You can't say you obey in Yahweh, you love the Father, you love the Son, and yet you can't obey what he commanded the Son to do. For the Son obeyed the Father in everything. He did everything that the Father commanded him to do. Revelation 14:12, here is our patience, the patience of the saints. We that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yeshua Messiah. That is our ability to know and to endure this. When the apostles in Mark 12:22, listen to this, just write it down. When they came back and Caiaphas saw that the fig tree was cursed, he saw what Messiah had done. He answered them, they said unto him, well, look at what has happened. And then Messiah said to them in Mark 11:22, he answered unto them and said to them, have faith in Yahweh. Now that was the faith of Messiah. He had faith in the Father. It says in the King James rendition, have faith in God. And the faith of Messiah was that he had faith in the Father. This is a generation that has no faith in the Father, for it doesn't know him. When they hear the name of the Father, they fight vehemently with rejection. Why? Because in vain do they worship him, teaching the commandments of men as the laws of Yahweh. It's wrong. They teach you the commandments of the Methodists, of the Baptists, the Apostolic, the Pentecostals, and those that Yahweh has revealed the dynamics of his name. They bring that adulterated spirit into the house, and they teach the very same deceitful principles and laws of men, and they again bring the people into great bondage. Whereby they are bound, there is no power and liberty to worship the one that has given them faith to worship him. Now that is why we need the faith of Yahweh. Messiah says, have the faith of Yahweh. And we need that faith of the Father. He had the faith of the Father that he knew that he would raise him up from the dead. He had the faith of the Father, knowing that all things were in the hand of the Father and that he was in control. We don't know what's in control today. Your flesh is ruling, your carnal mind is ruling, your emotions one day, your feelings the next day, your up, your downs. That is what rules in the minds of men today. And there should be a law that governs us to keep us stable. And it's the law of Yahweh written in our hearts and our minds. That's why there's so much instability. That's why we're up, down. That's why sin wreaks havoc over us. Because we have repudiated the laws and the things that are written in our hearts. And we have gone after the vain commandments of men. Well, it's all right to do that. When you say that, you ought to know that it's wrong. No, it's not all right. He's given us a righteous law. The commandment that we must obey. And if we don't obey that, then woe unto us. Have faith in. That is the faith of Messiah. We have faith in the Father. And that is the faith. We have the commandments of Yahweh. And we have the faith of Messiah. He had faith in the Father. They were astounded. You read that in Johannes Mark. You will see how they were astounded when they came back. They were astounded to see what great thing had been done. And they wondered how did he curse that thing and it was done. Because he had faith. That's the faith of Messiah. Not this trust, these deceitful liars. To satisfy the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. To satisfy their greed. You tell me that's the faith of Yahweh. That's alive from the bellies of hell. That is the faith of their flesh. That is a carnal faith. That's why they are drunk today. No soberness. There's no diligence for the things of Yahweh. They're diligent to get cars, homes, and things, televisions, and video games, and computers. They are diligent, where they will sell their souls and they will labor day in and day out to pay for those things, and they will become slaves and servants unto those things. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. Yahweh doesn't intend for a man to work 30 years to pay for a place to live. Did he sell his soul for 30 years to make a payment unto a master? that destroys his ability to truly worship Yahweh. Tells him what time to get up, what time to go to bed, where he must live. That is not the spirit of Yahweh. That is the power of this world that rules in the minds of men. Yahweh never intended for a man to work all his life. This is the spirit of Egypt. He has grabbed you that he has led out by the hand from under the power of Egypt. That's what the Father has done. He has no intentions to put you under the bondage of Egypt that you may serve the flesh pots. He doesn't want you to serve the flesh pots. He wants you to wait on the spiritual fruit or the spiritual matter. And they all did eat the spiritual fruit. They all ate the manna of heaven. They ate the food of Yahweh. What is the food? The bread of life. His word is the bread that we need. And we need the true bread. And the true bread that came down from the Father, Yahweh Almighty. And that is that bread that will give us life. And that is that his zeal in our souls to please him. There's not much zeal to please the Father. There's a lot of zeal to please flesh, but not the Father. Scripture says in John chapter 4. John chapter 4 verse 19. We must keep the commandments of Yahweh, the laws. Shotan knows that if we don't, that we have no power to govern us. We are a lawless people, saints. I do not care who we are lawless. Our minds are lawless. Have you ever seen where your mind drifted from the righteous law of a man and his wife and drift to a lawless way? Have you, my daughter, seen how your mind, a lawful law is unto your husband, and yet it is gone in another direction to another law that is corrupt, that is foul, it is evil, it is ill, repealed before Yahweh? You can sit here like hypocrites, but that is the truth. It's a lawless generation. That's why we need a law to govern us. That's why we need to know the one that created the laws too. Scripture says in Johannes chapter 4 verse 19. I want to read this for your understanding and for your learning. The scripture says, the woman said unto him, it says, sir or man, look at what she said unto Messiah. She said, I perceive, or there is a great understanding, that thou art, or you are a prophet. She says, our fathers worship in this mountain. But the Yahudim say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Our fathers worship in the mountains of Samaria. They went to the high places, and yet the Yahudim say that you must come into Jerusalem to worship. What a profound statement. If you read a statement like that and begin to search scriptures, you will see what kind of light it will bring. We don't do that. We are very lazy. We have time for everything but the word of Yahweh. And when you study scripture, you don't read it, you study. I will give you an example at the latter part of this message, how to study. Messiah responded in verse 21. He said unto her, woman. He says, believe me. He did not say what you think, or how you feel. Unless I put this in you, he said, believe me. That's all he said. This is a generation that doesn't believe. We got to have some kind of experience or something we experience in our emotions, I feel. That's not what he said. He said, woman, believe me. That's what he said. Well, it's not according to my Methodist doctrine, so. No, that's not what he said to the woman. He just said, woman, believe me. Believe me. The hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship. He told her who you would worship. Worship the Father. He said, I was coming where you're not going to worship the Father, even in this mountain or even in Jerusalem. He said, just believe what I say. Well, my forefathers never taught that. He said, believe what I say. And that's what we do. Our forefathers never taught us his name, but you believe his name. Our fathers didn't know. There are things that Israel did not know. That's why Messiah said, there are few things I would like to tell you. He said, there are many things. He said, there are many things that I would love to share with you, but you are not able to bear them. You can't even endure it. He said, we are so shallow, there are things he can't even show us in this hour. You think if he showed his magnificent honor, his and the splendor of his power, you could bear that? You all will lie and say, I could, but you are deceiving yourself. You cannot look upon the very honor of Yahweh or his mighty, magnificent glow and live. That's why men cannot look into the power of this truth and live. That's why they die. They don't want to look when they begin to see truth. They don't want to receive truth. He didn't tell that woman to search this out. He just said, believe me. Believe what I tell you. He said, I was coming. You're not going to worship the Father, but one place. And there's only one way you're going to worship it. And Satan knows that. And that's what he's trying to destroy, the power of that element. And the people have not moved into that realm. That's why we don't know and understand the power of the Father. The word Father is simply the title of whom he is. And he tried to express that as he tells a father how to love his house. Don't provoke his children. What things to do. How to love his wife. And so that is the closest thing that he could give us. A father, that word is a pure thing. Even its enunciation sounds pure. Father. He said, the hour will come. You're not going to worship me in this mountain or Jerusalem. He said, I want to tell you something. Ye worship. Yet you don't even know what you are worshiping. And to say that this is not the woman of this generation. We've had many husbands. We've espoused all kinds of doctrines. Lies of deceit. He said, woman, you worship. You don't even know what you are worshiping. We know what we worship. He said, we know. Look at what he said. He said, we. He did not say I. We know what we worship. For salvation, for the Yahshua is of the Yahdims. It is of those that we call Jews, the Yahdim. He said, for salvation is of them. For the truth and the light was sent unto them. He said, I want to tell you, we're in this hour, but the hour is now. What he was literally saying to her. The time is now. And now is. See, that's how I know the time has come. Now is. For he said to her, now is. When the true worshipers, when those are sincerely truthful with Yahweh, the true worshipers, shall worship the Father. Say what you will. Only a true worship will worship the Father. He said, the hour will come when the true worshipers, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth in the law, for his law is the truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And Satan is seeking those that do that because he totally wants to eradicate that upon the face of the earth. Only a true worshiper will understand the dynamics of the true spirit of Yahweh. And it's not some disassembled body. It's not a demon. It's not a foul thing, for that is what it is. It is a demon. That's what the ghost is. It is a demon. It has no indication of what the spirit of Yahweh is. That is the truth. That's the truth. If we will spend time seeking out things that will give us understanding, instead of things that bring destruction to our own souls, you will find a tremendous health to your navel. That's just like eating candy all the time, and when your teeth begin to fall out, you wonder why. Or sitting down all day eating bread and meat and you began to look grotesque, you wonder why. Or having no discipline on your manner of eating, you began to wonder why you're looking that way. So it is with the spiritual laws. We wonder why we're doing the things we're doing. We're acting the way we're acting. Because you're not feeding yourself properly. You're eating too much sweet stuff. Too much honey. It's not good for you. Just a spoonful a day will help you. Too much is not good for you. And too much of this worldly activity is not good for you. And that is the truth. He said the true worshipers will worship the Father. For the Father seeketh such. Now who seeketh those who worship Him? The Father seeketh such. He says in verse 24. He says, Yahweh is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Well, what is the truth? His law is the truth. The laws of Yahweh is the truth. And that is why Shatan know that there is no truth but the righteous law. That is why Messiah upheld the laws of Yahweh. He did not destroy one of them because if he had done that, he would have destroyed the integrity of the Father. He was trying to bring man back to the place to truly worship the Father. They have gone after every kind of strange God and deity and diviner, and they have forgotten about the one that had grabbed them by the hand and led them out of Egypt. And that is what this generation has done. You didn't understand the power of what he was doing when he first delivered to you. You didn't know. The only way you began to understand is he began to teach you the principles of his laws and his righteousness. And even though it was done in error because you were his, Israel went forth and they made many things wrong. And yet, he will receive their repentance. Because they were his house. He was not going to forsake Israel. And he is not going to forsake Israel. That's our patience because we know he's not going to do that. That's our hope because we know he's not going to forsake Israel. So our strength and the hope of the saints, what this enemy is against, is that he knows that those that truly know the Father will worship him. We must have the laws of Yahweh in our hearts and our inward parts to truly worship him. That's why this thing today they call worshiping, it's a forest. That's what they call the spirit of Yahweh. It is a lie. I believe in the infilling of Yahweh's spirit. I believe in tongues. I believe in the manifestation of the gifts of Yahweh. But it's one true thing that the spirit will lead us into all truth. The Baptists have their Holy Ghost. The Methodists have their Holy Ghost. The Apostolic have their Holy Ghost. The Independents have their Holy Ghost. The Lutheran have their Holy Ghost. Which one is the Holy Ghost? Well, they're all our spirits. They lead them into demonology. Sure they do. Only the Spirit of Yahweh will lead us into truth. And that is the Kodosh Ruah, His Spirit. That's why His name, no other word can express His name, but what He gave to the house of Israel, Yahweh. And they were so intimidated by that name that they didn't use it. I will show you an example. I will show you a few examples. Scripture says in Matthew 19, verse 17. I will show you some examples. Look at what Scripture says. Matthew 19, verse 17. Messiah said unto the rich young ruler, he said, why callest thou me good? He said, there is none good but one. That is Yahweh. He's the only just one. That's what Messiah was saying. He said, there's only one just one, and that is Yahweh. Now the King James expressed that as God. Then how good is the God of this earth? There's only one righteous or just one, and that is Yahweh. Look at what Messiah says unto him. He said, but if thou wilt enter into life, he told him to keep the commandments. If you want to have eternal life, he said, keep the commandments of Yahweh. Do what the commandments say. Obey them. That is what he told him. Now, Messiah had taught something contrary to what he come to establish, that his words were lies. And even in this profound manifestation of the will of the Father, he told the rich young ruler, you must keep the commandments. That's what he said. No, the commandments don't save. A Messiah came to save the laws of Yahweh. They were lost from the hearts of men. And they're lost today, saints. They're lost. They're lost. First of all, he says, you must keep. You hear that? He said, you must keep the commandments. Now look what it says in Mark chapter 10, verse 19. Johanna Mark. Same incidents. Same scenario. And then he says unto him, he quotes the commandments. You notice he did not quote the first four. He quoted the last six. Look what it says at Yohanna, Mark 10:19. Same scenario. What must I do, Messiah, to have eternal life? Look what he says to him then now. He says, thou knowest. Is that not what he says? He said, you know the commandments. Look at the commandments he gave him. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not or cover not thy neighbor. Honor thy father and thy mother. He quoted every last one of them except the first four. Except that because he knew the matter of this man, he was a rich ruler, probably a Pharisee. And he knew Yahweh and he knew where the laws came from. He said, now, these are the things you must do. If you don't, if you want to enter into life, he said, thou knowest the commandments. You know what the commandments say, what he said. Now, if Messiah came to nail that to the tree and do away with that, why would he tell this man something totally different? Why would he say to him, the commandments of Yahweh are done away with. This is a new law in me. They would have never received him. He would have been a heretic. Why? Because they knew that Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, forevermore. They knew that he never changed. They knew that his laws were established because they had the Torah. They had the prophets and they had David. And they knew if it came and something else, it would have been a deceitful lie. That is why they are dimmed, though they call themselves the, quote, Jews, unquote. That's why they will not receive this pagan trash we call Christianity today. And that's the truth. And that is the truth. They understand the things that are from Mithra. Mithraism, they know that. And men of scholarly minds know that too. Yet as though they call themselves to call out the elect of Yahweh, we are so ignorant because we got time for Walmart, Kmart, for satisfying our flesh. We never take our flesh through some extremities. We don't do that. Come on, when something is bare on your flesh, you stop. I don't care if you go out here and walk a lap and your foot start hurting, you will stop. Those flesh is not going to take much. And that old carnal mind, that's why we must be converted to and receive a spiritual mind that can bear and endure and persevere. That old natural mind won't do that. And that's why we get slothful with the Father. We have no time. We're lazy. We don't want to study. We get sleepy. I become vivid when I begin to study. I come alive. There's something in me that comes alive. And I will study for hours. Why? Because there's a life. When I see that, I know it's more to that than what I literally see. And it may take that little part to bring about the revelation of the understanding whereby I trust that and live by the rule and the law of that. Wednesday night, I was up late. I began to study things that I had talked about that day. And as I began to see those things, my heart was just filled with rejoicing. Sure was. Came outside and seen anyone. I knew everyone was in bed. So I began to walk to the radio room and I noticed Brother Jermaine's light was on. I called out to him. Come on out of there. I got something I need to preach. Sure. So we find ourselves back in the radio room and of course Pastor Roberts is preaching. Because that's what scripture does to me. It brings me alive. It brings me alive. When I sit there, I got to wind down after I finish. Sure I do. As the old folks would say, I just got to tell somebody. Sure. Good, he was up. And he obliged me. 12 o'clock that night. It's good enough. It's good. You see, that's why he didn't have you there with your light on. Because you're slothful. You're lazy. You wouldn't have got up. A little sleep. A little fall in the hand. A little slumber brings poverty. Well, I need my sleep. You do. When I was in the world, I went without sleep for days. 4 or 5 hours a night, that's all I needed. And I went to work every day, too.